Bedtime Bites presents Zara and the Secret River. In a cozy cottage at the edge of Whispering Woods lived a curious little deer named Fawn. Fawn had soft brown fur, big bright eyes, and a heart full of wonder. Every night before bed, Fawn's grandmother would tell stories about a magical hidden river that flowed with sparkling, rainbow-colored water. One starry evening, as Fawn was drifting off to sleep, a gentle breeze carried a tinkling sound through the open window. It was like tiny bells chiming in the distance. Fawn's ears perked up, and without a second thought, the little deer hopped out of bed and tiptoed outside. The moon cast a silver glow over the forest as Fawn followed the enchanting sound. Deeper and deeper into the woods, Fawn ventured, ducking under low-hanging branches and hopping over moss-covered logs. Suddenly, Fawn stumbled upon a clearing, bathed in soft, shimmering light. There, in the center, stood a magnificent owl with feathers that gleamed like polished pearls. "Hello, little one," the owl hooted softly. "I am Zara, keeper of the forest's secrets. What brings you out on this magical night?" Fawn's eyes widened with excitement. "I heard a tinkling sound like fairy bells. Do you know where it's coming from?" Zara's eyes twinkled mischievously. "Ah, you have heard the call of the secret river. Few are chosen to discover its wonders. Are you brave enough to seek it out?" Fawn's heart raced with anticipation. "Oh, yes! Can you show me the way?" Zara spread her wings and said, "Follow the path of twinkling fireflies. They will guide you to the river's edge. But remember, little one, the journey is as important as the destination." With a grateful nod, Fawn set off, following a trail of glowing fireflies that danced through the air. As Fawn trotted along, the forest came alive with magic. Flowers bloomed and closed in seconds, mushrooms glowed with soft pastel colors, and the trees whispered ancient secrets in a language only the wind could understand. After what seemed like hours of walking, Fawn heard the faint sound of rushing water. Excitement bubbled up inside the little deer's chest as the noise grew louder and louder. Finally, Fawn pushed through a curtain of willow branches and gasped in wonder. There, before the little deer's eyes, flowed the secret river. Its waters shimmered and sparkled with every color imaginable, casting a rainbow glow on the surrounding trees. Fawn approached the river's edge, mesmerized by its beauty. As the little deer leaned down to take a closer look, a tiny water sprite emerged from the colorful current. "Welcome, Fawn," the sprite giggled, her voice like tinkling bells. "You've found the secret river. Would you like to join us for a magical swim?" Fawn hesitated for a moment, remembering grandmother's warnings about being careful near water. But the sprite's laughter was so inviting, and the river looked so enchanting. Slowly, Fawn stepped into the cool, rainbow waters. To Fawn's amazement, the little deer didn't sink. Instead, Fawn floated gently on the surface, carried along by the river's gentle current. The water sprite and her friends swam alongside, showing Fawn the wonders hidden beneath the surface: glowing pebbles, singing fish, and underwater castles made of shimmering bubbles. As they floated along, Fawn noticed the sky beginning to lighten. "Oh no," Fawn exclaimed. "I need to get back home before grandmother wakes up." The water sprite smiled knowingly. "Don't worry, little one. The secret river has its own magic. Close your eyes and think of home." Fawn did as instructed, and in an instant felt a warm, gentle breeze. When the little deer opened his eyes, he was back in bed, tucked snugly under the covers. Was it all a dream? Fawn wondered. But then a shimmer caught the little deer's eye. There, on the windowsill, sat a sigh.